And coming up is a big blues event. We got a lot of blues musicians here in our studio right now as we speak. How you guys doing?
Good.
Excellent.
Good morning.
All right. Let me get this close to you, man. There you go, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, why don't you climb up close to those microphones? Don't be shy. All right. So why don't we all introduce? Let's we'll start with you.
All right. My name is David
Beathway. Okay. Wait. Climb up to the microphone.
Oh. My name's David Beathway. I play bass in Buddy Reed and the Rip It Ups.
Nice.
My name's Andy Finn. I play harmonica in Buddy Reed and the Rip It Ups.
And you are?
And I'm Buddy Reed.
Oh, Buddy Reed and the Rip It Ups.
I play the guitar and do the singing.
That is right. Now, you guys are terrific. We've seen you guys play at Buddy Brown. We've seen you guys play all over.
Yep.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this event coming up.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so We approached Blue Lake a couple months back to put on a blues series here to kind of keep it going, keep it fresh in the community, and we wanted to do a series of shows to kind of highlight all of the instruments that give voice to the blues, kind of just like what the ad says. It's kind of convenient that way. So we have a show coming up this evening. Is our first one highlighting the guitar players. We're bringing Kit Anderson and Stevie Gurr up, both international, what did you call them, international monsters?
International heavyweights.
Heavyweights, yeah. Coming up to do a show with us, and monsters. It's going to be phenomenal. They've been in the industry for quite a while and have the big laundry list of artists they've played with. On August 23rd, we're highlighting the piano. We're bringing up Sid Morris, Wendy DeWitt, and Ron Thompson, who has been up here before, as I saw his name on an older Blues by the Bay poster. And then in September, we're bringing up Mark Hummel and Anson Funderburg, and Lil Charlie's coming up with them as well. And that's going to be, even though, you know, Anson Funderburg is a guitar monster as well, it's going to be more harmonica focused with Mark Hummel and our boy Andy here.
Andy, you are quite gifted at the harp there.
Well, thank you, Cliff.
And you're quite young, too. I mean, you're... Yeah, and you just, for full disclosure, is a student of mine at HSU, but you play like a veteran. How long have you been playing?
In this type of music, it's not a long time, but about 5 years.
Huh. How'd you learn to play like that?
Well, I bought a harmonica, and then I looked up some players and realized what you could do with it, and just kind of just spent my time trying. Doing my best.
Wow.
All the time.
So you just, would you be like a harmonica prodigy? Or did you just like
I
pick
wouldn't
it up
call
and
myself that.
Boom!
Yeah. It wasn't easy. Instrument has come too natural to me.
there's been multiple times I've crossed Andy on the road driving and there's no, you know, there's no harmonica while driving laws like texting, but oftentimes I see him driving down the road with the harmonica in his mouth. So
well, they do have those things that you know you can go hands free with a harmonica.
Yeah, people might look at me a little funny.
Yeah, start using a rack when you're driving.
That's
the way to go. You can just like be blowing the harp while
hands
driving.
Hands free harp.
Yeah,
hands free.
That's right. I think it's slightly less dangerous.
I think as long as your hands free, you're probably. As long as you're not too distracted.
I drive an automatic. I only need one hand, really.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, buddy. You've been doing blues a while.
Yes, sir.
A lot of folks who live in Humboldt County are very aware of Buddy Reed. Very active blues player, plays a lot of different places. Let's get a little of your background, though. You've got an impressive background.
Yeah, I've been at it for a long time, brother. Like 50 years or so. And the blues has always spoke to me from earliest age, you know, and come from a musical background of my grandpa and kind of brought, who was a trying to cut my teeth on country music, you know, from the 40s and early 50s. And blues and country, to me, is like first cousins.
Well, I've heard that from many different artists. You know, blues and country and rock all came from the same root.
Right. That's right. That's why.
Kind of branched out
in
different directions.
That's one thing that I love about the blues. It's a tradition. It's handed down tradition. I like that aspect of it. I'm real proud to be blues player, you know what I'm saying? And started out in the late 60s, got hooked up with Big Mama Thornton and George Monica Smith, and got to tour and record quite a few records on a few different labels. And, you know, it's all history, time in. And I've been up here about 10 years, and I love it. It's my home.
How'd you wind up in Humboldt County?
I'm sorry?
How'd you wind up here in Humboldt County?
Well, I had some friends from my old hometown stomping grounds that had moved up here quite a few years previously. And then way back, one of my earlier bands, we used to tour up and down this coast. And we used to go all the way from up to Vancouver, Canada. And I remember coming through here, how beautiful it was. But I never lived here, just passed through here, you know, got gas and stuff. But an old banjo picker friend of mine, Don Hall, moved up to Weaverville, and I was kind of burnt out. And I'd been working in Phoenix, Buddy Reed and the Rocket 88s over there, and we had a real good run over there. But you know, I got kind of burnt out there, and Don said, "Man, come on up here." I said, "Okay." So here I am, and I just got my foot in the door with my guitar and just started out solo. And everybody was real nice to me here, and they've opened the doors for me to, and everybody's, you know, kind of welcomed the blues here with open arms, and so I feel real fortunate to be here, man.
Fantastic. All righty. And this is, you know, the reason that you guys are in here is, we talked about this right at the beginning, is this this big blues event that is going on, and starting tonight.
Correct.
Yeah, it starts tonight. Starts rolling like a big wheel about eight o'clock.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Door 7, show at 8.
Door 7, show at 8. And tell people where it is again?
At the Blue Lake Casino at Sapphire Palace.
Sapphire Palace, that is right. That is right. And it's a big enough venue where, you know, there's a lot of you can get in there. And we've been talking about this a long time, so I expect it to be a good full house there tonight.
Yeah, you know, last year we did a show with Mark Hummel in the same place. He came through touring on a record he did, and we filled the place, and it was incredible. It was a lot of fun. Tons of really good energy, and it was a fantastic show. So we're hoping to do the same thing.
It's kind of one of the reasons that we came up with the idea to approach them about a series of shows. Because for a Mark Hummel show last year, I started thinking, shoot, this would be a good idea to, you know, not just do once in a while. We're hoping to try to get a little blues thing going on here and take up some slack. And we're the, you know, a lot of people like the blues, and it's real danceable stuff. So it's fun stuff. So
we're
hoping we can get something going on, you know, year round, not just annually. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So. What's it cost to get into this soiree?
It's going to be $20 in advance, or if you want to get a series pass, see all three shows we're putting on, it's $50.
Not bad.
Save you a little bit of dough. Yeah, I think they hit you for a couple more bucks at the door if you don't get a pre-sale, but mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, you know, if you're a blues fan, and I know a lot of folks have been, you know, craving it. Lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, now 2 years in a row, no blues by the bay.
It's right. We're hoping to make it take up some of the slack for
there
that.
You go.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, for the loss of that.
Absolutely. So, yeah, if you're a blues fan, it's a place to be tonight out at Blue Lake Casino at the Sapphire Palace. Thank you all for coming in.
Thank
absolutely.
You, brother,
so thanks for having us. Man.